Colony on Mars 2071. It's been over 40 years since humans first set foot on the red planet. The Earth's population has now exceeded 10 billion. Remaining on one planet is no longer an option for humanity. During this period, scientific and technological progresses have exceeded our wildest dreams. The inception of the Global Space Union has led to exponential developments in space engineering and rocketry, driven by dynamic competition from the private sector. The colony on Mars is one of the biggest achievements in the history of mankind. Upon arrival, you will be looked after at our recovery center. First, we will treat the nominal radiation received from your 61-day express trip from Mother Earth. Within weeks, your bone and muscle density will be restored with our advanced stem cell treatment, nanopuncture, and aquapilates. Everything is here for you. We have Mars bars, restaurants, even an Earth gravity football pitch. There's also a holographic cinema, gymodrome, and your children will be able to attend our multi-level VR play school.
This is Mother Earth.
There is more, much more to keep you entertained and healthy. Whilst our technologies are advanced, terraforming will still take many decades to complete. Until then, our greenhouses will continue to produce fresh air for the colony. We grow the finest red strawberries and hundreds of other nutritious plants and vegetables. Asimo humanoids in synchronicity with Boston Cuckoo robots work around the Martian clock to meet our demands for food. Pollinating bees and selected breeds of animals provide a vital function for sustaining plant growth. Since the animals work for the biosystem, we don't eat them, and all colonists exist on a predominantly vegan diet. Animal husbandry is of the highest ethical standards and, of course, keeps our children happy. Don't forget, we have artificially grown steaks and sausages too. The colony is powered by clean solar and ether fusion energy. Our Hephaestus reactor fuses deuterium and tritium isotopes in its ultra-hot heart concealed deep underground. The reactor produces an abundance of energy encased within a secure tokamak magnetic shield. No Martian colonist shall go without a hot bath.
Here, we can design, synthesize, and print any shape or form desired. We can use Martian regolith or the vast wealth of minerals mined from deep within the planet using the boring machines. Thanks to this simple 3D printing technology, we've been able to conceive the most innovative architecture on Mars.
Even though it is 2071, and our understanding has advanced greatly, it is still so limited, and there is still so much to learn. Long before Galileo and Hubble, our gaze was fixed on the night sky, searching for answers and wondering where we came from.
The communicator is the most advanced system on Martian soil. Every nanosecond, it receives and computes yottabytes of data from the highly sophisticated space web scanners.
We continue our pursuit of finding life signatures in other distant solar systems with the communicator.
We also use this state-of-the-art equipment to maintain contact with Mother Earth and, of course, stream the latest PrimeFlix entertainment. The largest man-made structure on Mars serves several purposes here. Its primary role is to maintain the artificial magnetosphere which shields our colony from the sun's harmful radiation. Unlike Earth's center, the red planet's core is virtually stale and inactive, leading to the loss of its natural magnetic protection. As a result, the sun's charged particles blasted its atmosphere, turning the planet into a barren wasteland. Mars used to have a thicker, warmer atmosphere with flowing rivers and seas in which, we've discovered, complex life was thriving. At the top of the Taurus structure is a vast space for the community to celebrate the achievements of humanity as a multiplanetary species. Here on Mars, we have transcended divisions of race, religion, and war. Still far from flawless, we are unified by our common goal to continue the exploration of the universe. Within our growing community, we encourage the concept of individual and collective responsibilities. Everyone on the colony has an equal vote. The concept of government is obsolete, and even children and artists can play politician here.
We're here for you.
Everyone can contribute their skills and ideas to the diaspora. It is commonplace for colonists to settle their disputes by the consciously unbiased assessment of the complex algorithm operating within the glass building.
Hello, colonists. My name is Al. How may I justly serve and assist you today?
This new transparent order, embodied on the Red Planet, is light years from the status quo of 2020. Tesla Building is the dream child of the eccentric trillionaire Elon Musk, who is 100 years old today. Its design was influenced by Star Wars. The original story conceived in 1971. The building is a hub for innovation and life enhancement on Mars. In order to maintain close connections with all technological advancements, Mr. Musk has an apartment in the building. He lives here surrounded by his fleet of Neuralink-controlled robotic servants. One of his current projects is to laser beam swarms of nanoships into uncharted parts of the Milky Way. Every 2 years, there is a small window of planetary alignment which provides the shortest journey to Earth. The colonists will board big Falcon starships and travel with precious Martian cargo.
T-minus 90 seconds to counting.
For those born on Mars, this will be their first opportunity to set foot on the blue planet.
All systems are go.
There will be a stopover in the lower Earth orbit at the International Space Station. The ISS is the Earth's most important space harbor. It allows spaceships to embark on journeys into the solar system and is the main link with the colony and new outposts such as Europa and Titan. Join us on the next BFS vessel departing Earth.
T-minus 60 seconds and counting.
Many opportunities and adventures await you on the Red Planet.
You're transferring to orbiter internal power at this time. Coming up on a go for auto sequence start.
Thank you for considering your move to the colony on Mars.
T-minus 17 seconds and counting. 15. 12. 11. 10.
Within this sculpture, Colony on Mars 2071, you will find components from watches, toys, computers, plastic objects, and many other everyday items. With the exception of the clay landscape, everything in this installation is made from recycled materials. An actual colony on the Red Planet, by necessity and consideration, will recycle everything. We are moving towards this model on our blue planet, but are we acting fast enough? It is the destiny of humanity to colonize other worlds. Provided we avoid the destruction of Earth, humans will prevail with our sense of curiosity and desire to expand the reach of our species. Our focus on Mars does not imply abandoning Earth, quite the opposite. How do we create a global space union without first finding peace amongst ourselves on Earth? Are we focusing our finite resources on what is best for humankind? Is it naive to think that our world could function without its military budget? What if we spent some of it liberating our beautiful green home from plastic pollution? or finance space exploration. These ventures would improve our lives, provide a backup to our existence on Earth, and make the expansion into the universe possible.